CGM 99.1 FM programming is hosted almost exclusively by community volunteers. The views and opinions expressed on the following program are that of the host and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CGM FM. For more information and resources, visit our website at cjam.ca.
You are tuned into the 2023 Pledge Drive only on CJAM 99.1 FM, broadcasting into Windsor and Detroit. We are the jamming one. We are the jam on your crispy toast in the morning, and we are the sauce on your spaghetti in the evening. We play and curate alternative music not featured on mainstream media and provide a platform for community voices. We've been doing this on the FM dial since 1983. Thanks for listening.
Sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. For more information, check out ICHA Windsor on Facebook. I'm your host, Cam Wells. It's our special Pledge Drive episode, folks. For us at the station, it can be a time to reflect on our successes. You're going to hear a couple of clips that reflect some of the very best of what the disability community has brought to this show. But you're also going to have your opportunity to get in on some great CJAM merch. This year, if you pledge $5, you can get the CJAM sticker. $10 to $20, you can get our music prize pack. For $20, you can get a classic CJAM t-shirt, spanning the many years that CJAM has been a voice for the voiceless in the community. For $20, you can also get the 2023 CJAM tote bag, with the design reflecting the jamming one. For $50, you can get the CJAM limited edition 2023 t-shirt. Now, for $100, you can get our ultimate gift pack, which includes the t-shirt, the music prize pack, and the vintage t-shirt. This year it's easy. You can go to cjam.ca or visit our Squarespace page. Before we get to our first clip, though, I want to take a minute to reflect a little bit on what CJAM means to me. For almost 15 years now, I've had the honor of bringing a voice to the disability community, sharing in the stories of their strength, their dignity, and their hope. The fact is, mainstream media reflects it in a very different way. CJAM brings to light topics that the hosts are passionate about, things that you wouldn't hear commercially. Every host brings their very best day to day, week to week. Countless hours go into any given show. Between the research, just the ideas, the editing, the dedication of the CJAM community cannot be overstated. Fact of the matter is, they want to bring something unique to the community, and I dare say our station succeeds every day by representing people whose stories are just as entitled to be told as anyone's, but who might not be as well represented in commercial radio. Now, without further ado, we have a little clip for you, which in my opinion, it's a great example of that. This one was actually referred by a friend of mine said she had a lead on injured workers in the GTA. The story turned out to be something I never would have expected. Turned into an example of how people can get so afraid about their jobs, creating such mental health strain. They went to work even while dealing with COVID in the middle of a pandemic. Fact is, it's something we need to take note of. Our livelihood is important, yes, but it cannot come at the expense of our health or that of others. This is a clip of Sydney Bennett and Carmen Chiano talking a little bit about GTA injured workers. So, can you tell me a little bit about GTA injured workers and your connection to disabilities work?
Yes, GTA, what we do is our organization is dependent and it is a non-profit. At no-cost services that are available to groups, individual, in person, or by telephone. And we assist injured worker with WSIB claims, okay, up to the appeal level.
So what that is, a worker, it's Carmen Tiano, I'm on their board of directors. So what they do is, a worker has an injury, and they need some information. They go into the office or by phone, and Sydney will provide information. Now, we also assist people who say have an issue that's not work-related but need to apply for CPP disability, EI sick. So the office actually helps them fill out the forms, etc.
Yeah, so we basically provide general information, education, and advice, and for the injured one, we also make recommendation to, you know, specialized support, like to the work advisor, legal aid, or health and safety association, and counseling professional services.
Yeah. So, how do you go about reaching out to the affected population? How do you let people know that your work is available to them?
Well, Sydney, give some examples of when workers come in, especially in the with injuries in the Asian community.
Yes. So when the worker, most of our worker here, especially with the Asian, simply because I'm Vietnamese and I speak Vietnamese. So we have a lot of the Vietnamese plant workers that are unable to speak English and don't understand this policy. So they come in and I assist them, you know, not only with injury, the claim with WSIB, but sometimes with, you know what, communication with the employer, problem with the, you know, managers, CPP, low income application, unemployment, and etc. Because they have no other resource to go to other than our center.
So, do you find that the community is typically welcoming and responsive when they do find you? That they're glad to have you in their corner.
Yes, they do, because this is word of mouth, right? And we're non-profit, especially because most of these injured workers make minimum wage. You know, they can hardly afford their rent.
Yeah. And Cam, the other thing that happens, if you're from a group that, say, if you're, when English is a second language, you're a newcomer to the country, you're within your group, you're working, you're doing everything, it's minimum wage, but it's honest work. You're already from a group that already has certain barriers. Then, say, now you have a workplace injury, and most of the time you're working in areas where the employers aren't the best corporate citizens, when they don't want you to report. During COVID, Sydney had numerous cases. Workers were being forced to go to work when they had overt signs of COVID. These workers were terrified to even tell their boss.
Yes, they're terrified because they might get terminated or fired from their job.
Yeah. You know, even the simple thing of someone being given a mask, a proper mask, they would ask. It was just terrifying. Now, can you imagine that environment? You're going to be reporting an accident, or you're going to tell your employer, I need modified work, or God forbid, you've been diagnosed with a non-compensable illness that you need some accommodation?
Honestly, it's stories like that CJAM brings to light every day. The fact is, we don't just represent the community, we represent equality. Now, let's talk some more about those wonderful pledge incentives. You can pledge at cjam.ca or by going to https://cjam-merch.square.site/s/shop. Now, those pledge incentives are pretty amazing this year. For $5, you can get the CJAM sticker, or for $10 to $20, you can get our music prize pack, which is featured at the CJAM prize room. You can come by the station, pick up your prize. For $20, you can get a classic CJAM t-shirt from one of the years past that CJAM's been representing the community. For $20, you can get the 2023 CJAM tote bag, featuring our slogan, The Jamming One. $50, you can get the limited edition CJAM t-shirt, available in black and maroon, featuring our slogan, The Jammin' One. Or, for $100, you can get the ultimate gift pack, featuring the 2023 t-shirt, music prize pack, and a vintage t-shirt. Keep those pledges coming, folks. CJAM needs your support. Keep doing what we do best, giving a voice to the voiceless in our community. It's our 40th anniversary, so we're trying to raise $40,000. Next up, a little something actually proved to be one of my favorite stories of the past year. Two young women, Vanessa Gaddy and Julia Pistorius, were so inspired by their work in the disability community, teaching a dance class, that it shaped their future goals. So, can you tell me a little bit about your experiences with Groove and Go?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was actually approached by Vanessa's mom, Christina, who, knowing my past experience in dance, she asked me if I'd be interested in running a dance class for ICHA. And I said, absolutely, only if Vanessa does it with me, though. Vanessa and I, we actually met in high school at Walkerville. And we were both in the dance program, so we definitely have some experience doing that in our past. So that's how I was asked, and obviously I was gung-ho about it. I was super excited, but also definitely a little nervous, because I've never taught a class before, and that's pretty intimidating.
I was sort of asked in a similar manner, I suppose. It was also by my mother. And yeah, I thought it would be really cool, but I was also very, very scared because teaching a class is a lot different than attending a class. But I think it turned out pretty well. Mm-hmm.
So, did you use any modified dance techniques for the students?
Yeah, there are a couple of things that come to mind. We definitely repeated some of our moves more than we would in like, let's say, a dance class that Vanessa and I attended in high school. So when we teach it, we would show maybe three moves in a row, let's say, and then we'd practice those three moves over and over again until we feel a little bit comfortable with it. And then we'd add the music, repeat with the music a couple times, and then we move on to the next section. So that just kind of helps everyone get it into their brain. Certainly helped me. So something else we did, we also had some more accessible moves. So if we had a student that maybe didn't want to stand that day, or I don't know, just was chilling in their chair, then we'd make the moves accessible so they wouldn't have to get up. They could do it while sitting, but also still being able to participate like everyone else's.
In your time with Groove and Go, what was the greatest success moment you experienced?
So definitely what comes to mind is the first day of in-person, because our class was initially only online, because obviously it was during COVID and we had to adjust. So doing it online was super fun and I loved it. But the first day of in-person and seeing people's faces in real life and seeing how they actually move in real life, oh, it was the best. It was so fun. And even though we still had to wear masks and everything for safety, it was perfect regardless. It was so fun to see everyone smiling, see their smiling eyes. Yeah.
And even when we started in person, we still had a lot of people online. And it was really great to see like how committed everyone was to this class and how excited they were to continue going every week, because we had like a good online group and a good in-person group as well.
Handy Link's special pledge drive episode will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
Hey, you listening to that cool CJM show? Would you like some cool CJM merch? Well, we got it. For a $50 donation, you can grab our snazzy 2023 custom-made The Jamming One t-shirt design made by local artist Christina Bratt. For a $20 donation, you can get the limited edition 2023 Jamming One tote bag. For a donation of $10 to $20, listeners can pick out some great music from the CJM Prize Room, whether it's CDs or vinyl. A $20 donation can also get you a vintage CJM t-shirt. For a $5 incentive, you could get our own 2023 Pledge Drive Jamming One sticker done by CJM's host of Kitty Club, Batul Yaya. Or if you really, really want to support us, a $100 donation, you can get most of everything. You get the 2023 t-shirt, the music prize pack, and a vintage t-shirt too. So if you want to call our phone lines in Windsor, it's 519-971-3630. Or for our Detroit listeners, it's 313-963-6112, extension 3630, during 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, as staff and volunteers will be on standby. If it's outside of those hours, you could also pledge online by donating at cjam.ca, clicking our donate button in the top right corner. Thank you.
Welcome back to Handy Link, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. For more information, check out ICHA Windsor on Facebook. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Welcome back to our Pledge Drive episode. We've been hearing stories of what CJM means in the community, and a little bit about the show's success of the past year. We heard a clip of Carmine Tiano and Sydney Banna, who told us a little bit about GTA injured workers, and from Julia Pistorius and Vanessa Gatti, two young women who were so inspired by their work in the disability community, and it helped shape their long-term goals. The fact is, disability life is about supporting one another, and so too is CJAM. We support the voiceless, the underrepresented in the community, but we can't do it without your support. So this year, if you want to go to cjam.ca or our Square Site shop, you can pledge $5, get the CJAM sticker, and pledge $10 to $20, get the music prize pack. $20 will get you the CJM Classic t-shirt. $20 will also get you the CJM 2023 tote bag, featuring our slogan, The Jamming One. $50 will get you the 2023 limited edition CJM t-shirt, available in black and maroon. It also features our slogan, The Jamming One. For a $100 pledge incentive, you can get our ultimate gift pack. It's two shirts, vintage and this year's, as well as the music prize pack. So pledge today. CJAM is built on the support of the community. And the more you support us, the better our opportunities to give back, to give a voice to those who deserve to have their say. This next clip, my friends, is one of the very best of the disability community. A Paralympic athlete named Jessica Lewis spends countless hours training and pushing herself to be at her best. Now, this is something I really admire in the disability community. Not someone who just rests on their laurels, but someone who says, I've done something great for myself and as a representative of my people, but I want to take it to the next level. Always taking that next step forward. It's not just something that the disability community does, something CJAM does very well. The communities we represent are reflective of the tapestry of society. We have shows covering topics including accessibility, of course, LGBTQ. We have different cultural shows, of course, music, where our hosts bring to light maybe even a little bit of the underrepresented music scene. Whatever you're passionate about, CJAM has a place. They have a show that's representative of just about any topic you can think of. The fact is, our hosts, and their great efforts, they like to seek out those who might have been overlooked by mainstream media. And over the past 15 years, I've seen so many remarkable examples of music you wouldn't hear anywhere else, interviews you wouldn't hear anywhere else, and just thought-provoking ideas presented by some of the very best in radio. Now, coming up, here's that clip I promised you of one of the best, hardest-working Paralympic athletes you could ever hope to hear. So, last time you were on, you were talking a little bit about some of the training you were planning to do for the next Paralympics. Can you highlight some of what you've been up to?
Yeah, sure. It's really exciting. I just got a new racing chair, which I'm just kind of getting used to now. It's a different position, so the muscles in the body are still a little bit sore, but we're getting better. I'm still doing the same training 6 days a week. I do 5 days in my racing chair, and then I'll do 2 days in the gym. Some of the days are a double day, so it takes up a lot of time, but I love to do it.
So, for those who might not be as familiar with the dynamics of a racing chair, tell me a little bit about how the speed and handling work as opposed to a regular one.
Yeah, so the racing chair has three wheels. There's two wheels in the back and one wheel in the front. And then sitting in the racing chair, you're actually kneeling, so your legs get tucked up underneath you. But there is also frames or racing chairs that you can have a foot plate put in as well if the athlete isn't able to bend their legs properly. But for me, I have a knee leg one. And then the push is a little bit different than what a day chair is. In the racing chair, we wear gloves, and we actually are just punching the rim instead of grabbing it. So that helps you to generate a little bit more speed going forward, yeah.
That being said, do you have any advice for any aspiring young athletes out there who might be wondering, would I be good enough? Does Parasport have something to offer me?
Absolutely. Parasport, there's so many different, sports available that you can get involved with. And no matter what your limitation is, there is a sport out there for you. And you just have to find, what works best for you. And just to not be afraid to go after that and to, not limit yourself on what you think you can accomplish, because I think you'll be able to surprise yourself.
So I've heard many times that when you're out there engaging in the games, it's a freeing thing. You're not worried about what might hold you back. You're kind of living in the moment. You found this to be so?
Yeah, absolutely. I love competing and just the adrenaline rush from that. And you kind of have to tell yourself, I've done all the training leading up to this, and I just have to have faith in that process and know that when it comes down to competing, you just have to put everything on that line and just enjoy the experience as well. There will be times that, you know, you have races that, you know, may not go the way that you want it to, but you just have to use that as a learning experience to move forward onto the next one.
I seem to remember that from our last interview where you said might not have gotten a medal, but you did reach a personal best, which was, in your mind, something that made it all worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely. And like Tokyo, at the Paralympics of Tokyo, I was fourth in the 100, so just off the podium, which was tough, but it was, you know, still amazing to know that I'm among the top five in the world in this sport. So,
What are the next steps in your training work?
So I have four major championships coming up over the next 2 years. World Championships in Paris in July next summer, and then the Pan American Games in Santiago, Chile in November. And then in 2024, we have another World Championships back in Japan, and then hopefully Paris Paralympic Games.
See, my friends, that's what it's all about. The stories you've heard here today represent a mere fraction of the stories you hear on CJAM. Stories of accessibility, stories of hope, stories of courage, stories of people who've just been on a search to figure out who they are and what they believe. Fact is, every guest who gets interviewed on CJAM is giving something back to the community by using their gifts, using their voices. Now, if you want to use your voice and support CJAM, you can go to cjam.ca or go to our Merch Squares shop. For $5, you can get a CJAM sticker. For $10 to $20, you can get our music prize pack, an amazing thing from our personal selections. For $20, you can get a classic CJAM t-shirt. For $20, you can also get a CJAM tote bag, featuring our motto, The Jamming One. For $50, you can get the 2023 CJAM t-shirt. These are available in black and maroon. They're really quite amazing this year. For $100, you can get the ultimate gift pack, the music prize pack, and both shirts. So, you want to hear those pledges coming in, folks. Fact is, CJAM is a gift to this community. And yes, at this time of year, we ask for your help. That is only because, over the years, CJAM has, in my opinion, given so much to so many people, represented those who just needed a voice. This year, we've set ourselves the goal of raising $40,000 for our 40th anniversary. I think we can not only achieve this goal, I think we can surpass it. Fact is, as a community, we're stronger. CJAM is part of the community. It's not some separate entity out there. It's made up of students, community representatives, people who are just passionate about the work they do, the things they believe. Where else are you going to find on the same station a show about LGBTQ issues, a show about accessibility, and a show about psychedelic music, all in one place? CJAM represents something the community needs now more than ever, a sense of unity. All we tend to hear these days is what's going wrong in the world. Whereas, if you listen in on any given show on CJAM, you might walk away with a sense of hope, a sense that there are people who really do care about the issues and are pushing for meaningful, lasting change. Now, this has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you we're all equal, so get on out there and have yourselves a good one. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.